88.1 FM WFSK. Keep moving. That's Mache Moore. Before Mache, it was Bishop Hezekiah Walker with Every Praise. That's right, Every Praise. Don't you know it's to our God? Before Bishop Hezekiah Walker, the Anointed Pace Sisters, Just Believe. We're going to hear from the Pace Sisters in a live interview shortly. Not today, but real soon, y'all. I promise. You're listening to Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music. My prayer is that the Spirit of the true and living God is meeting you no matter where you are, what you're doing, and what's going on in your life. Yokes are being destroyed and prayers are being answered. I just told you that Keep Moving was by Mache Moore. We have her right here in the studios. And like I promised, those of you who've been following me on social media, Twitter and Facebook, let me tell you a couple of things about this anointed young woman of God. As a young girl, Mache could often be found dancing around her home in a pair of her mother's high heels to complete her dress-up attire. As a toddler, Mache could be found singing Yolanda Adams songs such as Open My Heart verbatim. Her attentive parents went right to work cultivating her musical gifts. She began accepting paid singing engagements at the age of 6. Are you serious? And has since recorded several songs, shared the stage with gospel greats such as Mary Mary, opened for Nicole C. Mullen, and worked with Nicole's husband, prominent musical producer David Mullen. By age 10, she had released, check this out, y'all, 3 CD projects: Keep the Faith, Mache, and Introducing Mache. Her flurry of performances paid off, and Mache soon caught the attention of a representative from Big Idea Inc., the Franklin, Tennessee-based home of VeggieTales. At age 13 years old, she embarked upon one of the largest performance opportunities of her life to date, becoming one of the cast members of the 31-city VeggieTales Rockin' Tour Live. Wow, I barely even know what VeggieTales is. Whew. After saying all that, I am honored, humbled to have this anointed young woman of God in the WFSK studios with me here on Real Gospel. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. One of the things that I want to say about Keep It Moving is it's a great song.
Okay.
Love the song, but I realized, and I'm going to tell you in a second what the Lord told me about your music. But first, I really want to know, what is VeggieTales?
VeggieTales is a cartoon show that inspires children, talks about God, the Bible, different experiences in the Bible. And it's basically made to inspire children. They can watch a cartoon that has meaning and not just doing any and everything on it.
Really? So what was it like to be on that? Now, I'm not saying I've never heard of VeggieTales. Don't get me wrong, because I know people are like, what? You know, I know what VeggieTales is. Sort of, but I never really stopped and paid attention to VeggieTales because my kids were always flipping, and I remember seeing VeggieTales, and then 1 minute they're watching that and they're watching something else. But now that I have someone who's actually part of VeggieTales in the studios, I just want to know what it was. So thank you for that. Clarify that.
Okay. Well, it was a tour, 28 cities. We started here at the Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah.
And we went around to all of these cities singing and dancing. Yeah. We had the characters was the tomato.
Yeah.
Somebody played the tomato and all the different vegetables. And we just went out and had a good time. We had huge audiences of children and their parents. And it was a really good time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, how old were you when you were part of the VeggieTales?
I was 13. 13? Mm-hmm.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're 21 now, right?
Right. 21.
Wow. And so just when you toured, I mean, where did you go? What arenas? I mean, how did that work out?
Actually, we started in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I can't remember the arena to that, but we traveled on to Hollywood, the Hollywood Amphitheater.
Wow.
Went to the Pepsi Center.
Wow.
It was really nice.
Wow. So God has been good to you for a long time.
Long time.
A long time. And so you started writing music at the age of what?
I was about 7.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired you to start writing?
I just love to write. Yeah. I'm one of them people who like to sit off in the corner and write and draw different things like that.
Wow. You're an incredible person and a very anointed and very gifted person. You sing, you dance, you write music, you act. we call it a triple threat. I was talking to your dad, you know, you're a triple threat. And a triple threat, of course, in entertainment is someone who can act, who can sing, and who can dance.
All right.
Or there might be, you can interchange one of those things, but those are the three things in entertainment that you can really make a very good living in. If not one, but when you can do all three. And I know you can dance because I saw the YouTube clip of you dancing. Your dad showed that to me, and I was watching you as you were preparing for, I guess, what you're putting, a tour together or a video.
Mm-hmm, right? Video.
Video. And I was like, wow. And just to see you sort of working on your steps and working on your moves, I'm like, wow. You know, she's the total package as far as this business goes. And if you're just joining us on Real Gospel, I've got a recording artist, actor, also I wanted to say author, but I maybe there's a book on in the works for you, Marche Moore. And you just heard the song Keep It Moving. And if you've been listening to Real Gospel for any significant part in time over the years, you know that I always give love and light to God's people. You know how the Holy Spirit gives utterance and how the Holy Spirit moves me. And so you were saying that the song is sort of popish.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, but it's God's music. And so when I first heard the song, let me tell you what the Lord brought to my remembrance and what I'm going to share with you. When I was interning in this business years ago, I happened to be sitting in a vehicle on what we call a live remote with a guy by the name of Bruce Lowe.
Okay.
And Bruce Lowe was on the radio years ago at another station, and he turned to me and he said, X, he said, what are you going to school for? I said, well, I'm going to school for radio broadcasting. And he looked at me and he said, X, let me tell you something. He said, just because you're black, don't let that mean that you only have to work for a black station.
Wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, my first radio job was not at a black station. It was a white station.
Okay.
All right? I ended up being the only black DJ on the air.
Wow.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Yes, your music sounds popish. That's not, when I'm, and I don't mean that's a bad thing. It's real gospel. Okay? Mm-hmm. You are larger than just black music.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Lord wants me to share with you. You are larger than just black music. In other words, there are some people, although they're yet pretty famous and pretty famous within urban music, urban black gospel music, however you want to use that terminology, you transcend all those barriers. And you, with your being a triple threat, and where God has brought you from day one with VeggieTales and writing your own music, and the people who produce for you, you have already excelled far beyond the norm.
Wow, thank you, for that.
So, you're welcome. To God be the glory. So let's talk about this CD, and in particular, Keep It Moving. Now, the guy, your producer, the monster.
David Lynch.
David Lynch. Mm-hmm. Talk about your relationship with David Lynch and how you two work together to create your sound.
Well, actually, I met him for the first time when I was about 14.
Uh-huh.
And we worked together on some music, one of which is a song I did called You're the One.
Yeah.
Which I released with EMI Gospel.
Yeah.
And from there, we've just been rocking.
Major label.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's really cool. I love him to death. He's a great producer.
Wow. I went to the EMI website, which is where your bio is, mm-hmm. and more information. And by the way, if you want information on Marche Moore, what's your website address?
MarcheMoore.com.
MarcheMoore.com.
We're working on it right now.
Okay. Amen. Phenomenal background on you. Just phenomenal information. I also saw Tasha Cobb on there, and quite a few other people that are on the label. So EMI is a powerhouse when it comes to gospel music and the gospel industry. So talk a little bit more about your relationship with the Lord and how He uses you to pen music and where you see your career headed.
For me, at a young age, mm-hmm. I feel like the youth sometimes is hard for us to get into music and express ourselves by way of Jesus. But for me, I feel like I was able to do it by going through things in life and experiencing some ups and some downs. And I pray, and it's been times that, you know, you get disappointed and you get discouraged. And my breaking point caused me to really call on God and trust in Him. And as far as my career goes, I would love to see myself doing gospel for the rest of my life. It's really no other music I can see myself doing.
Wow. You know, it's something when you talk about your ups and your downs, and you talk about, you know, having to pray in your relationship with the Lord, and then your song, you know, Keep It Moving, which means, to talk about Keep It Moving and what that means.
For me, when I wrote that song, I was just thinking about my ups and downs and the disappointments, and sometimes you go through that, and when you really want something, you have to put your trust in God, and you have to keep moving and do it. So that's what inspired me.
But you're only 21. What kind of, how can you have ups and downs? What problems could you possibly have?
You know, teenagers, they can have a lot of issues, really? You know, personal. It don't have to be like, oh, I don't have no bills, and I don't have no car notes or nothing. But as a teenager, you go through some things, and you have to learn and grow up and all that.
I understand. That is incredible. By the way, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, coming from all of us here at Real Gospel. And Mache Moore, your dad has played a very instrumental role in your development and in your career. He was the first person to approach me about you and about your music, because I know that you can sing, but I won't discuss how we sort of know each other, because I want to keep the focus here on you in this interview. But
wow,
we were actually at a men's prayer breakfast washing dishes together, and we just started talking, and so he's sharing this stuff with me. God has a plan, because as he began to show me all these things, I said, well, you know, I'm on the radio. Well, no, I didn't know that. So that's how we started talking, and so here you are.
Wow, that's cool.
So talk about your dad, your relationship with him.
My dad, he was the one that really, really pushed me at a young age.
Glenn Moore.
He would have me in our bonus room, in the mirror, practicing all day long on all the songs, and he was the one. He pushed me.
Say happy Father's Day to dad.
Happy Father's Day to my dad, Glenn Moore.
All right. And so he would just push you. Mm-hmm. But what, you know, we all, I'm a dad, and, you know, we can, sometimes we can push you, and sometimes we can push you away.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what we want for you all is not always what you all want for yourself. So what advice can you give other teens out there, other young adults out there, as far as a relationship between God, being a child, and being obedient, and that relationship with your parents? Mm-hmm. What advice can you give them? Talk to them for a minute.
I would just say, really, of course, put God first, first and foremost. Follow your heart. That'll definitely take you far. Follow your heart and trust in God. Listen to your parents, though, because they're wise and they know more than we know. But at the same time, you have to be able to know what's good and what's best for you at the same time.
Gotcha. Wow. And what about that teen that may not have that solid relationship and that solid foundation with their parents, like you obviously have? What do you say to a person like that? How can they be helped?
To every question, I would say pray. And that's one of the things that got me through so much. I was at a point where I didn't know what to do or how to feel, but I actually ran across a scripture, Philippians 4:6. Yes. Basically, don't worry about anything. Yeah. Instead, pray about everything. And that helped me so much through a lot of different stuff.
If you're just joining us here on Real Gospel in the WFSK studios, I have Mache Moore. And by the way, her name is spelled M-E-R-C-H-E. Is that a hyphen? What is that?
It's a little hyphen over the E. Yeah.
Okay. And so the phone lines are ringing. If you hear that in the background, I'm not sure if you can hear that. That's we're in the office. Where can we find out more information about what else can we expect on the CD project?
Right now, we're just releasing a single.
Okay.
Throughout the course of the months, we'll be releasing more, getting feedback. An album, I'm working on that, but it won't probably be out until the end of the year or next year.
Gotcha. So right now, how can we get in touch with you, and how can people get Keep It Moving?
MercheMoore.com. Okay. I'm on Twitter, Merche Alexis, which is my middle name. Okay. And I have the YouTube, Facebook.
Okay.
And also, when the song comes out, it will be on iTunes.
Okay.
So you can get it on iTunes.
All right. God bless you. God bless you so much. And your career is just continuing to blossom. And you are just kicking down doors and walking through doorways that God has opened that no man can close. I mean, they're already open. Faith and Beyond. and the Spirit of God. You know where you heard that.
I do.
We know, you know who's teaching us that. But in the Spirit of God, you are definitely tapping into that realm. And just continue to pull down all that God has for you. Just continue to just pull it down and snatch it down. You are a powerful, anointed woman of God. And when you pray, God definitely hears your voice.
Amen.
God definitely, you are a young lady after God's own heart. And I just want to let you know that. And that God is always going to continue to hear from you and bless you simply because of how much you love Him. It's evident in your spirit. It's evident in your talk. It's evident in your walk. And so because of that kind of obedience, God is always going to have favor on you in your life.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you for joining us on Real Gospel. It has been a pleasure having you here in the WFSK studios. The one and only Marche Moore, former VeggieTale girl, recording artist, dancer. Do you rap?
You know what? I don't rap, but I had a song that had a rap on it.
Okay.
And when we would go out and perform it, Hey, you know, I just did the rap sometimes.
Okay. Look out for it, everybody. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's time to clean house. No, not this house. Well, sort of. Isaac Correa is coming to you next with Clean This House. That got you, didn't I? But everybody's house can use a little cleaning sometime, don't you think? We might as well start with our own. You're listening to Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music, right here on 88.1 FM, WFSK.
Yeah.